This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been just over 2 years since President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Despite claims from the administration that it would pay for itself, it hasn't. Corporate tax revenues fell by 40% between 2017 and 2018, and even in the last few months, some companies continue to lower their tax bills thanks to a swarm of lobbyists. Jesse Drucker covers taxes for the New York Times and wrote about how this is playing out. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So the tax overhaul passed in 2017, big win for a lot of companies in that there's a lower corporate tax rate. Those big negotiations in Congress are over, but you're reporting on the negotiations that are still happening. What's going on?
Yeah, well, so whenever Congress passes a new law, particularly when it passes a complicated tax law, it then goes to the Treasury Department, which then has the job of writing regulations to help figure out how to administer the new law.
And how is that process playing out with the tax law?
Well, one of the issues here is that the 2017 law, between the time of the introduction and the time of the signing, was literally 7 weeks. There wasn't a single hearing on the bills or on the new law. And so it was an extremely quickly and sloppily written and kind of poorly thought out law, which is kind of incredible also because it was basically the biggest change to the federal income tax code in 100 years. The result is that Treasury had a kind of much tougher job than usual, and in some ways was given much more power than usual because there were so many kind of holes and gaps in the new law.
You focus on, in particular, how multinational firms have been lobbying for changes. What are they lobbying for, and what did they get?
So the law had sort of a carrot and stick approach in some ways to big companies. It lowered the corporate rate pretty dramatically from 35% to 21%. And it also gave companies a pretty big tax break on the trillions of dollars that they had stashed overseas in tax havens like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. But in exchange for that, it also introduced two new measures to try to discourage companies from pushing profits into tax havens. And those two measures were projected to raise about $260 billion over the coming decade. And companies lobbied Treasury to figure out how to get out of those new measures, and in many cases, they were successful.
Growing up, my dad had this little knickknack on his desk that said, "Everybody wants a tax shelter with a loophole in it." And I mean, how surprising is any of this? Everybody, companies and individuals, everybody wants to pay the least amount of tax as possible. So how surprising is it that these big companies with all this lobbying money at their disposal would do something like this?
It's not surprising that companies would lobby to try to affect the regulations process here. What probably is surprising is the degree to which they were successful and to the degree to which things that are simply not spelled out in the law were granted to them in the regulatory process. Another issue here is that the whole process is basically from one side. In other words, there's no kind of Greenpeace for tax justice. The Treasury Department's not hearing from anyone on the other side. They are only hearing from multinational companies. And I interviewed many tax attorneys who said, I just don't see how the Treasury Department could do anything else. I mean, it's only natural. If 99.9% of what you're hearing is from one side, you're more likely to go in that direction.
What are the implications of all of this?
Well, I mean, the most obvious implication is that the government is going to collect a lot less revenue than it was projected to collect. I mean, the two new taxes that are now being undermined by the Treasury Department would be enough to fund basically the EPA and the National Cancer Institute and the Treasury Department, you know, combined for a decade. So if you're undermining those taxes, they're clearly going to collect less money. And so it means there's less money to spend. So that, you know, there's two things that can lead to. Either you cut government spending or you run a higher deficit. But it's pretty straightforward kind of what it leads to.
Jesse Drucker covers taxes for the New York Times. Jesse, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.